Windows Server 2016 introduces Storage Spaces Direct, which enables you to build highly available storage system with local storage. We will demo the simplicity of creating a hyper-converged cluster using Storage Space Direct. Before we get into the actual demo, let's first understand what is Storage Space Direct. Storage Spaces Direct is an extension of existing software-defined storage stack in Windows Server, and it leverages Storage Spaces technology across node in a cluster in one of the two ways: by using the disk internal to nodes in a cluster, or by directly attaching to nodes in a cluster via enclosures. Storage Spaces then aggregates the disk local to the cluster nodes, enabling a storage pool made up of those disks to be created, and then virtual disk created in the cluster storage pool, which can then be used as a cluster shared volume to initially house Hyper-V VMs running on REFS formatted volumes. The virtual disk created can be used locally by the cluster or made available to other servers via scale-out file server. Data is stored in 1GB extents, and those extents are stored across various nodes with resiliency based on settings configured. The hyper-converged deployment scenario has the Hyper-V compute and Storage Spaces Direct storage components on the same cluster. The only prerequisites required to configure Storage Spaces Direct and create hyper-converged clusters are Windows Server 2016 operating system and networking on all hosts to be configured. Now let's get started with the configuration of hyper-converged cluster. We have four hosts that are being managed by the System Center Virtual Machine Manager, each with some local storage. We can create the Hyper-V cluster by invoking the Create Hyper-V Cluster wizard. We give the cluster a name and simply check Enable Storage Spaces Direct and click on Next. Now we need to select the Run As account and existing resource type. We then select all four hosts managed by this VMM. Rest of the cluster creation steps are exactly same as for creating an Hyper-V cluster. As part of enabling the Storage Space Direct, the cluster validation will be performed to ensure that the host selected can be configured for S2D in addition to other Hyper-V roles. Once the cluster is created with Spaces Direct enabled, VMM will automatically create pools and tiers using storage from the cluster. As you can see, by just following the simple steps, we are able to configure Storage Spaces Direct to create highly available storage using local storage within the host. Here are the links to System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager documentation and blog. Thanks for watching the video.